This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You know, the discussion of the week, the subject du jour every day this past week has obviously been the tax plan. Chatting with Mr. T, Chris Temple, right now about the tax plan. He's done a fair amount of research on it, as have I. I just want to start out here, Chris, by giving some quotes from what some of the other folks in government at the federal level think about this. Ted Cruz says, right now they don't have my vote. This was a couple of days ago. James Lankford, senator from Oklahoma, it's one thing to be able to cut taxes. It's another thing to say how we're going to deal with our debt and deficit. Boy, ain't that the truth. Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, kind of your neck of the woods, Chris, says, who said the plan benefits corporations over small businesses? He finds the process, this is a comment from a reporter, that Johnson finds the process being used to rush this bill through rather offensive. I got to tell you, there's something about it, Chris, that kind of bothers me. And what really bothers me is it strikes me that it's probably not a tax plan that's really going to benefit the country in total. Starting out, how do you feel about that?
Well, I completely agree. I listened to Senator Johnson Thursday morning when he was interviewed, and he, in my opinion, was far too polite about what he said, and at the end even holding out hope that his no may turn into a yes if Senate leadership does something about this, because he correctly pointed out that for all the talk about middle class this and small business that, this is very, very disproportionately a tax cut for corporations, but little else. And some of the things, and Corey and I have talked about this recently, I mean, they have totally dropped the ball on infrastructure, and in fact, the cause of infrastructure spending and rebuilding our infrastructure has been harmed dramatically by both of these bills as they have been written. Now, we don't know what we're going to get in the end in a conference committee. Assuming it even gets there, my belief is that it won't. If it does, it'll die there. But this will end up the same as the much ballyhooed House passage of the so-called repeal and replacement of Obamacare did back in the spring, when the president bussed everybody to the White House and they all had their big photo op in a rose garden. And you mean you'd have thought we had just won a world war or something. And all of the gum flapping and noise that they made, and all for nothing. And that's probably where this is going to go, because Johnson was right that this is all of it. I mean, really, Al, this has long since morphed from anything that makes a great deal of sense economically to something that is purely, dragging out the old supply side and trickle down playbook from a generation ago, in an environment where it will have far less traction than it did, if any, in the Reagan years. So yeah, I mean, this Moody's came out this week and said that both the House and the Senate plans will have a long-term negligible impact on economic growth. So this is all a political exercise, number one, to help the big corporations and donors of the Republican Party, and number two, just because they're ever more desperate to pass something. And because they're so desperate to pass something for that sake, they're risking losing enough votes of people who, for different reasons, don't like this, that this is going to die just like health care did.
You know, I had a guest on the show, I believe it was last week. His name was Harlan Kaplan. Harlan Ullman, Ullman, U-L-L-M-A-N. Harlan has written a great book entitled Anatomy of Failure. I bought the book, I've read it, I've almost finished it. He talks about the lack of leadership in the White House. And he doesn't just start with your friend and mine, Donald Trump. He goes all the way back to Jack Kennedy. He was on a first-name basis, had good relationships because of his work with every single president since Kennedy, and he said most of the people, if not all of them, he makes one exception, but that's not the point of this editorial right now. He said, with the exception of one president, all of them are not ready for prime time. And I have to tell you, when you look at the track record of President Trump, both with the Affordable Health Care Act and now with his tax plan, he ain't going nowhere, in my opinion.
Well, and you know why he's not, Al, is my view is simply, had candidate Trump gotten into office and not morphed into the Rockefeller Republican and neoconservative President Trump and part mercantilist President Trump, and stayed with the issues as he articulated them during the campaign, he would, in my opinion, have way more moral authority, and he would also have a reasonable number of Democrats on his side. The horrible mistake that he has made, and he obviously didn't learn his lesson with health care because he just repeated it mm-hmm. with the tax policy, is that he has totally abdicated for all of his talk about the corrupt, money-hungry leadership of both parties, including the Republican Party, which he ran under, some say hypocritically. Mm-hmm. What did he do when he got in there? As he let the old K Street lobbyists, the old GOP think tanks, and the GOP machinery itself completely take over the agenda and write these things. He didn't say, I want this and this and this because this is what I promised them. Let me give you the example that is in my craw more than any other subject, Al, is infrastructure. Here is a guy that told us that over 10 years, he wanted a $1 trillion spending measure on infrastructure, theoretically done as a public and private partnership. Now, one of the issues that they're debating over now in the House and the Senate is not only the reduction in the corporate tax rate, and it's horrible optics on the part of the Republicans to say, so far at least, that will make the corporate tax cuts permanent, but the individual tax cuts will only be temporary, because if they do that, they can play games with the numbers.
Sure.
But going back to even 2 or 3 years ago, when Barack Obama was president, you had a bipartisan measure in the Senate co-sponsored by Rand Paul and Dianne Feinstein where the revenues from a one-time tax holiday to bring back however much money is overseas that would theoretically come back with a lower tax rate, that would be specifically earmarked for infrastructure. Everybody was on the side of that. If they had brought that out, that would pass. And when it takes a Senator Pocahontas from Massachusetts as
I believe the name is Collins, but I could be wrong.
No, Massachusetts, you're thinking, I'm thinking about Elizabeth Warren.
I'm thinking of Maine. You're right, Elizabeth Warren.
Well, I'll get to Susan Collins in a minute because she's one of the ones who may kill this whole thing still as far as taxes. But you had Feinstein and Rand Paul say that they wanted to have a one-time tax holiday for corporate repatriation. It would go toward infrastructure, and it's even taken Senator Warren recently to point out and remind us to people and say, look, I could get on board with something reasonable if it didn't screw the average person on the street and if it had anything to do with infrastructure. But Al, not only is infrastructure completely AWOL from all of this tax measure they're trying to do, but worse, and Bill Gross pointed this out in an interview also the other day, they're taking away the deductibility that is in the law now of taxes on municipal bonds or quasi-municipal bonds, the old Build America bonds and a couple of offshoots of that. They're going to do away with that tax deductibility. So they actually are harming the cause of rebuilding infrastructure in this. And again, look, I hate to take the sides of some of the, you know, dopier liberals out there, but when they say that this is less about the little guy, less about the man on the street, and it's all about big corporations, they're right, just like Senator Johnson said.
Okay. Just like Senator Johnson said, you cut out just for a second, Chris. What's going on?
Well, the speech that Senator Johnson gave, and you quoted him at the beginning, is one of those pointing out that for all of the talk about that they're going to help small businesses and families and whatnot.
Chris, we're going to take a real quick break here. We're going to get back on this very subject here in just a few seconds. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Chris Temple.
Thanks for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Talking about the tax plan, as you're very well aware, neither Chris or I support this particular tax plan for a variety of reasons. Chris, you were talking about some of the political players who feel pretty much the same way that we do. What's going on there?
Well, here's the risk. I mean, in the House vote on Thursday, where it passed by a handful of votes in the House of Representatives, they were able to overcome several representatives from high-tax states like New York that don't want to see the state and local tax deductibility done away with. Now, I don't have a big philosophical problem with that because, in a sense, the federal government, way back when however this came about, they allowed people to deduct their state and local taxes. That does subsidize and the high tax states, and it kind of gives them some cover. Maybe if people in New York, my native state, couldn't deduct their much higher state and local taxes, or if that was the case in Illinois or New Jersey or wherever, they might hold their politicians' feet to the fire more. That's a whole different subject. But that's the problem that you have in the House. The Senate, you know, and you've still got a lot of these guys in the end, especially if somehow or other a bill does pass the Senate and they go to a conference committee. You know, you've got a number of people in both chambers, but especially in the House, that really don't like the idea of running up the deficit any more than they're already talking about doing. But the big thing that again, I guess number two after the infrastructure issue, Al, that just completely mystified me when I heard about this, is health care. And when Senate Majority Leader McConnell came out several days ago and said that as part of their plan in the Senate, they're going to do away with the individual mandate because supposedly that's going to save X number of dollars and they can have that much more room to cut the corporate tax rate and do some of the other stuff they want to do. Now, that alone is something that will probably doom this in the end from a few senators, moderate Republicans, especially in moderate Republicans in states that are less conservative and may be worried about their jobs. This may get the no vote out of them, because anytime you have a major government program enacted, like the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, you never do away with it. And what a lot of people are scared about right now in the Republican Party is that if there is success in gutting the subsidies and doing any considerable harm to the status quo for health care right now, that if we had next year a recession ensue, and of course at the same time as a consequence, you would have a lot of people beyond what they're already warning would lose their health care, Republicans in midterm elections and in a lot of statewide elections would get hammered. And some of them know that and they don't want this. Why McConnell decided, and this is where Susan Collins comes in, who you mentioned last segment, because she asked this question openly to a reporter, why did we just turn this back into a health care bill now? Why did we even bring this up? It's tough enough to get, you know, 50 senators in the Senate and 216 in the House of Representatives on board, 17, whatever it is, to pass something that enough people can't agree on taxes without bringing health care back in. Now, kind of left off to the side here is that Lamar Alexander, who's the head of the Senate Health Care Committee, agreed with the ranking member, Patty Murray, from your state, to have a two-year window where they would continue to fund the subsidies that the president did away with by executive order. I think he knew that was coming. He is one minute says he would support it, next minute he won't. But now you've muddied this whole thing up even more, and you know what? We may disagree with this philosophically, but the fact, Al, is that there's millions of people who will be affected if they do away with this right now. And it's something that I think will come back and fight the Republicans next year.
I think you're right. I got to tell you, I've talked to an awful lot of people about the health care issue, the Affordable Health Care Act. I've talked to an awful lot of people about the concept of taking health care away from literally millions of people. And I have never talked to anybody, either on the provider side or on the other side of that equation, nobody who I've talked to is in favor of taking health care away from anybody. My concern with that, and it also morphs into my concern about this tax plan, is that we have a president who is the worst communicator I have ever seen in my 74 years of life, I have to tell you. The Affordable Health Care Act, particularly with Patty Murray's support, could have been fixed. Just take out the word, take out the derogatory terms that they were using about our former President Obama. That was an emotional issue, and it really shouldn't have been brought up at all in this thing. The exact same thing as you were saying, Chris, is going on right now with his tax plan. This tax plan stinks. It was never explained to people. I've talked to three different people this morning on the tax plan. Every one of them has a different conception of what's going on. This man is not a good leader because he is a terrible communicator. Got about 2 minutes left, Chris. I'm going to give you the mic.
Well, you know, I heard a comical thing the other day, but it's really true, Al. I read someone's article where basically to distill it, he said that, you know, for a generation between the media and the educational system, we've dumbed down people to a sixth grade mentality and level, and so we got the president we deserved after that. Because that is the level on which a lot of politics is done, but especially with President Trump. Look, as I said earlier, Al, where I fault the president on this is not so much on being a poor communicator. Yeah, he shoots from the hip sometimes. He was never housebroken politically. Whatever finishing school they have, when people that are elected, he skipped the classes. Mm-hmm. But his big fault is not sticking to the issues and the policy proposals he said he wanted as candidate Trump. He was a man as candidate Trump who would have worked with Democrats, Republicans, both to truly fix this. Now he is completely abdicated to the ideological slash corporate Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party that I wouldn't trust any more than I trusted the Democrats when they messed this up to begin with. And he's doing the same thing on tax policy. That is where I fault him, is that he has turned everything over to the GOP leadership, and they're going to stick it in his rear end in the end, and he's going to go down in flames because he allowed them to control the agenda.
You know, Chris, speaking of going down in flames, I have to say one thing, and that is a number of the authors who I've had on KER Politics over the past, I have to say, couple of months or so, and some pretty well-known writers, I would have to say, but every single one of them has basically voiced one opinion, and that is Donald Trump will not survive the first term of his presidency. Not being dramatic and saying that, you know, it's, you know, he's going to get assassinated or something ridiculous like that. That's not going to happen. What they're saying is he will end up resigning because he is getting absolutely nothing accomplished. The one thing that President Trump doesn't understand is this is not a private company by any stretch of the imagination. Chris, definitely the final comment.
Well, it's not a private company.
Words of wisdom from Chris Temple of the National Investor. Ladies and gentlemen, after a quick break, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm depending on how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Segment 7 of KER Politics. Have a new recorder, a new guest on the line right now. Very, very interesting man. His name is Mark Bitz. Mark is a successful entrepreneur, community leader, rising author, etc. He's been studying cultures and collecting winning practices from all over the world for over 40 years. Mark has a couple of books, one of which I will be receiving shortly. I'm going to read that this week, trust me. I will be enjoying Thanksgiving, but I also am going to be reading his book also, which his publicist has sent me. The other book will be coming out in September, and it is a bit of a follow-up. Having said that, I want to talk a little bit, before we talk about Mark's book, I want to talk a little bit about his website, which, as he says, really is a website for the books, but I have to tell you, I view it differently, and I'm sorry, Mr. Bitz, but the reason I view it differently is that I think you've really got an interesting movement going here. The website is Flourish, and the subcaption underneath Flourish is toward truth, freedom, fitness, and decency. Hey, that's what we're all about here, certainly at this site. Mr. Bitz, tell us a little bit, if you would, about your educational background, Purdue and Cornell, number one, and number two, tell us a little bit about Flourish and your philosophy on life that you are now putting out there for all to study.
Okay, first, I just want to say that the website is flourishbooks.org. Important to have the word books. So my real education started on a small turkey farm in central New York growing up when I was about five. And then after I finished high school, went off to Purdue and studied economic development and had a couple of wonderful opportunities. My dad had paid me while I was working all those years on the farm, and I was able to go to several Latin American countries one summer on an economic field study, and then to Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Soviet Union, and Scandinavia another summer. And seeing so many different cultures at such a young age had a profound impact on me, and seeing such a contrast in American affluence with, like in Guatemala, poverty had a huge impact on me.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I kind of have the same example. Number one, I happen to be half Polish, and I know you're married a Polish woman, but I'm half Polish and half Russian with a little bit of Greek thrown in there. So I'm very, very familiar because of my upbringing. I mean, I spoke Russian before I spoke English, but because of my upbringing, I'm very familiar with the culture of Eastern Europeans. And having traveled as a consultant for numerous years throughout South America, Mexico, etc., I am very familiar with what you're talking about when you look at the differences in lifestyle. So we're on the same page there, I would have to say. So what is your main interest with Flourish Books? Obviously to get the word out about your books, but let's talk about what your philosophy is.
When I was in Latin America and visited a family in a small home with a dirt floor, fly-infested, parents of seven children all sleeping on mats, I'm thinking, you know, why do all these people here have to live like this? And the original question was, why do some populations flourish and others subsist? And the irony, as time has passed, is that I've found that my own country is stagnating.
In what sense?
Medium family incomes adjusted for inflation, and I have a graph of this in my book, are flat. They haven't gone up in 27 years. And if they'd gone up the normal 3%, medium family income now would be $107,000 rather than the $54,000 it is. And for me, that's the result of decades of poor decisions and leadership. And this is why I'm writing these books now and targeting them towards my own country. So the Flourish series is about culture, or the perspectives and practices that cause a population to flourish. And the first book, Toward Truth, Freedom, Fitness, and Decency, is discussing how we've lost our way, how the average American is doing relative to the average person in Singapore and Switzerland, two countries that I've identified that are doing a particularly good job across their whole population. And then it offers several perspectives that science has given us regarding evolution, human life, and human nature. And then the second book describes the 200 practices that are, when they're prevalent in a population, causes the population to function and do really well.
You know, I have to say that one of the concepts that you stress in an op-ed that you recently wrote is you were talking about your philosophy on life, and you were talking about the danger of what you term as being groupthink. Groupthink being forming an opinion simply on people who live in your particular area, people within your particular social circle, or whatever. You know, and what I would think about immediately when that comes to mind is, you know, you look at political decisions that are made in this country at the voting booth, okay? If most of your friends are Democrats, you're going to be a Democrat. At least you're probably going to vote in that direction. If most of your friends are conservatives, you're going to vote in that direction. You're not going to look at the total picture, Mark. And people have to look at the total picture. The philosophy on our show ever since 1994 has been, damn it, if you don't look at the movie of life and at the biggest screen you can possibly look at it at, you're really missing out, because you have to look at both sides of every story.
That's so true. One of the first perspectives of the eight perspectives in the book I talk about is truth. And the only way we begin to see truth is to view it from multiple vantage points. And I have friendships across the political spectrum, across cultures, and it's when I put myself in these other people's shoes and see the world as they see it, I see something from a different angle. And when I put all these together, I start hopefully zeroing in on how something really is.
Well, you know, you wrote that down very effectively. Let me quote you here. You say about yourself, by nature and nurture, I'm independent and skeptical, suspicious of my own and others' perceptions, spin, self-interest bias, and groupthink. I realize that everyone can make important contributions to our well-being, and as we involve people with different perspectives in our organizations, they function better. You know, took the words right out of my mouth. Isn't that true?
So there was an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal just a couple days ago, and it was talking about how in our universities they're predominantly the left portion of the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a serious, serious problem in education.
Sure.
We need the whole spectrum represented. I wouldn't want to see all right or all left, but when we get the whole spectrum, we get much more optimal change, and we get much more our institutions become infinitely more effective.
Well, they do, you know, and it's sad that people are, you know, emotions get involved in these things, and I think that the biggest emotion that I find to be detrimental is the emotion of pride. Why do I say that? Well, every human being by nature, not every, but most human beings by nature think that they are the prettiest baby in the nursery. They're the best looking, they're the smartest, only their opinion counts. But you know what? That is simply not the way it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a real quick commercial break here. Let me just close out this segment before we do that break, and I want to say, here's what some other people think about the Flourish series. Dr. Story Musgrave, surgeon, Marine veteran, six-time NASA astronaut, says, "The Flourish series will never, ever leave the top of my desk." God bless you, Dr. Musgrave. We're going to be right back with Mark Bitz. Stick around.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hey, welcome back. Time to wrap up KER Common Sense. You know, I call it KER Common Sense right now. I know my wife does also. It's actually KER Politics. We're getting some really interesting insights into life, political issues, religious issues, etc., etc., from our guests. I'm currently chatting right now with a gentleman by the name of Mark Bitz. Mark is a successful author, and he has a great organization going, as you could tell. Let me use the word philosophy. As you could tell from our conversation in the prior segment, segment 7. Mark, tell us a little bit about when you were in Poland. Apparently the experience you had there was a real eye-opener for you. What happened?
So the year after I finished my undergraduate, I went to Poland. At this time, it was communist, and spent a year teaching researchers English. They wanted to improve their ability to publish in English. And that was the year the Poles in solidarity were standing up to the Soviets. And it was a year where all the food disappeared from the stores, and I estimated that the average family, the mother and father, were waiting in line 20 to 25 hours a week to secure their needs for the week. It was a year when there were mass demonstrations and strikes, and everybody would go to the churches on Sunday and learn kind of what to do and stand together. The Poles were masters in pressing the Soviets to the limit, then backing off. It was a very disciplined movement orchestrated by who then was the newly elected Polish Pope, John Paul II, mm-hmm. Cardinal Wyszyński of Poland, and Lech Wałęsa, the Gdańsk electrician and Solidarity leader. And President Reagan and Prime Minister Thatcher were supporting it in the background. And the concerted effort and the disciplined push of the Poles eventually led to the unraveling of the Soviet Empire. And it was quite a thing to see firsthand.
Yeah, economics had quite a bit to do with that also. I happen to be, as I mentioned, you know, part Polish, 48% or what have you. But I have to say that I get a lot of time for the Poles. I really do, you know, being one, of course I do. Soviet Union also collapsed because I think it's a pretty well-known fact that their economy was pretty much in shambles, primarily because of the war effort going all the way back to World War II. But the Poles are incredibly tenacious, and they certainly succeeded in what they wanted to accomplish. Your book, entitled Toward Truth, Freedom, Fitness, and Decency, is out. I'll be getting my copy here very, very shortly. You answer some questions in that book that I'd like to pose to you right now. First of all, give us a bit of an overview about book one of the Flourish series, Toward Truth, Freedom, Fitness, and Decency. Would you, Mark?
Yes. So it's a book mainly about culture. And the first part of it is a very long chapter on how the U.S. has lost its way. It's been about over 100 years. I would say the initial start of it was in 1913 when we passed the 17th Amendment of the Constitution and changed the way we elected U.S. senators. We stopped having state legislatures select the two U.S. senators, and they started being elected by popular vote. And that was a short-sighted critical change. And I show in my book a graph of federal spending as a percent of GNP, and it was flat for the first 150 years of our history at around 5%. And then from 1913 on, you look at the graph, and it starts going up exponentially. And it's gone up to 21%, and when you add in state and local government, it's up to 35%, which is just too much overhead. Well, anyway, back to the book. So it traces how we started losing our way about that point in time and how we made one misstep after another over the last 100 years. It's put us in the current predicament we're in. And I also in the first book do a comparison of how the average American is doing relative to the average person in Singapore and Switzerland. People don't realize it, but Singapore was as poor as Haiti in the 60s. And Lee Kuan Yew, a very gifted leader, came to power in the mid-60s, broke it off from Malaysia, and now the country is sixth in per capita income in the world, and the whole darn population has just thrived and thrived and thrived. So there's a lot of lessons to learn from Singapore. So I do that comparison, and then the last part of the book covers eight perspectives that have come from nature, science, evolution, that are really important, that when we understand these perspectives, it's much easier to know the practices that will really help cause the population to flourish. So that's the first book.
I can ask you some questions here, and these are questions I've taken directly, if you don't mind, from your website. Number one, the first question is, the book answers this question, and the question is, what causes some populations to flourish and others to simply subsist?
So that's pretty much the topic of the second book, which I've identified 200, and I've gathered these not only from our history and the history of the UK and Northern Europe, but also I found many in Singapore, some in Japan, some in Australia. So when these are prevalent in a population, it does really, really well. And I'd mention a couple. I look at individuals, I look at families, I look at education, I look at enterprise and government, and each of these different critical levels of human organization need particular practices for that population to really flourish. You know, even if you're an individual doing everything right, if the other levels are dysfunctional, it'll be very, very hard for you to have a good life. So on the individual level, one of the ones, if you go back two or three generations, that my grandparents really emphasized was thrift, to pay as you go and to earn interest and invest your money rather than pay interest and not live paycheck to paycheck and enjoy financial security. That's a huge one that we've just seemed to kind of lost.
Yep.
Another one would be parenting. For generations, up until about two generations ago, parents paid particular attention to what their children were doing and tried to keep them busy doing very constructive things, because they understood that the habits they formed when they were so young would be with them their whole life. I mentioned the one on how we elected the U.S. senators, but there's also a huge one on how we've handled our social programs at the government level. In Singapore, the government doesn't take so much of the people's money, but it does insist that they save it. So they have like three 401k accounts, and they're actually saving 36% of their income, 6% for retirement, 7% for health care costs and insurance, and 24% for education and housing. And as a result, there's a 90% home ownership rate in Singapore. It's only 65% in the U.S. And everybody kind of creates their own social safety net and builds equity their whole lives. And unlike in the U.S. now, where half our population is living paycheck to paycheck and has absolutely no equity.
They have absolutely no equity and they have absolutely no savings. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an interesting KER politics. We only had two guests this time. Number one, as you're aware, Chris Temple talking about the proposed tax plan, and now with Mark Bitz talking about a movement that I'm seeing is gathering a lot of steam in the United States. I started to realize when I was interviewing people like, for example, Harlan Ullman. I mean, he talks about changes that have to be made in the United States. I have to say one thing. This is Frank Buckley also in his book, The Way Back. It's very important for people to realize what these gentlemen are saying, because I am sensing a movement in the United States in a much better direction than we have been in the past, and I just pray to God that that happens. It has been a real pleasure, Mr. Spitz. Thank you so much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.